Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, I'm not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Good. It's nice to be talking about books during this sort of weird stormy weather. It's beautifully sunny outside right now, but I don't trust it.
Yeah, I can see some like threatening clouds outside my window. Who knows?
What are we chatting about today?
Today I'll be talking about Books of Jacob, which I actually think is the perfect book for like stormy weather. It's an epic. It's about 960 pages long by
wow.
Olga Tokarczuk. Yeah, it took me like 2 months to read this book. but it was so worth it. Olga Tokarczuk's an amazing writer, and people might know her from some of her other books, like Flights, which won the International Booker Prize in, I think it was 2016, and then subsequently Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead.
Yes.
Which won the Pulitzer. Two very different books, but this kind of feels like a culmination of both of them. It looks at the life of Jacob Frank, this sort of self-proclaimed messiah who becomes like a messiah of three different religions within his lifetime. And it kind of uses, I think, a similar fragmented, like historical, archival style of like writing in this book as it does in Flights, but
yep.
also like that kind of amazing mythology and fable-like narrative of Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead. So it kind of flips between the two in the book. And Frank Jacob is such a fascinating character. He becomes the leader of like a small sect of Polish Jews who are becoming slowly more and more marginalized in their country. And he kind of proposes this wild new form of Judaism, which looks at transgressing like every social taboo you can. So he's kind of seen as like this kook and this kind of like strange like character by most people,
yeah.
but then this like kind of almost Manson like cult leader
Ooh.
By his followers. Yeah, so it's like a really fascinating journey through his life and his like multiple reinventions. But I think at the heart of it, it's like a book that I think it's like rare to have a book that looks so deeply at like universal human truths, like
yeah.
no matter what religion he becomes the new face of, Jacob has the same kind of like messianic belief in himself
mm.
and the same like drive to like pull other people into like his belief. So yeah, like there's just so many fascinating characters in this book. All of his disciples are sort of like undergoing this like lapse in faith, this like desperate want for something more. Yeah, so it feels like very of the times.
Totally.
Or very the idea that like I guess the nature of humans is like unchanging.
Far out. Sounds epic is the right word for this by the sounds of things.
Yeah, definitely epic.
And something to really dive into over winter perhaps. Just sort of live
yeah.
in the world of it a wee bit.
Yeah, I think so. And I think like I don't know, I think like sometimes I for sure get like real bummed about like the state of things, but then you kind of, I don't know, it's like a book that reminds you that we're not, nothing's really ever so different.
Exactly. So remind us of the name of this one again.
It's The Books of Jacob, and it's by Olga Tokarczuk, and you can get it at all good bookstores, including Time Out.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Suri. Have a lovely rest of your morning, and we will talk to you again soon.
Talk soon, Rachel. Bye.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
That sounds like